1. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness recognizes what you thought your brother did to you has not occurred. It does not pardon sins and make them real. It sees there was no sin. And in that view are all your sins forgiven. What is sin except a false idea about God's Son? Forgiveness merely sees its falsity and therefore lets it go. What then is free to take its place is now the will of God. An unforgiving thought is one which makes a judgment that it will not raise to doubt, although it is not true. The mind is closed and will not be released. The thought protects projection, tightening its chains so that distortions are more veiled and more obscure, less easily accessible to doubt, and further kept from reason. What can come between a fixed projection and the aim that it has chosen as its wanted goal? An unforgiving thought does many things. In frantic action, it pursues its goal, twisting and overturning what it sees as interfering with its chosen path. Distortion is its purpose, and the means by which it would accomplish it as well. It sets about its furious attempts to smash reality without concern for anything that would appear to pose a contradiction to its point of view. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is still and quietly does nothing. It offends no aspect of reality nor seeks to twist it to appearances it likes. It merely looks and waits and judges not. He who would not forgive must judge, for he must justify his failure to forgive. But he who would forgive himself must learn to welcome truth exactly as it is. Do nothing then, and let forgiveness show you what to do through him who is your guide, your savior, and protector, strong in hope and certain of your ultimate success. He has forgiven you already, for such is his function given him by God. Now must you share his function and forgive whom he has saved, whose sinlessness he sees, and whom he honors as the Son of God. Lesson 221. Peace to my mind. Let all my thoughts be still. Father, I come to you today to seek the peace that you alone can give. I come in silence. In the quiet of my heart, the deep recesses of my mind, I wait and listen for your voice. My Father, speak to me today. I come to hear your voice in silence and in certainty and love. Sure, you will hear my call and answer me. Now do we wait in quiet. God is here because we wait together. I am sure that he will speak to you and you will hear. Accept my confidence, for it is yours. Our minds are joined. We wait with one intent, to hear our Father's answer to our call, to let our thoughts be still and find his peace, to hear him speak to us of what we are, and to reveal himself unto his Son. Lesson 222. God is with me. I live and move in him. God is with me. He is my source of life, the life within, the air I breathe, the food by which I am sustained, the water which renews and cleanses me. He is my home wherein I live and move. The Spirit which directs my actions, offers me its thoughts, and guarantees my safety from all pain. He covers me with kindness and with care, and holds in love the sun he shines upon, who also shines on him. How still is he who knows the truth of what he speaks today. Father, we have no words except your name upon our lips and in our minds as we come quietly into your presence now and ask to rest with you in peace a while. Lesson 223. God is my life. I have no life but his. I was mistaken when I thought I lived apart from God, a separate entity that moved in isolation, unattached, and housed within a body. Now I know my life is God's. I have no other home, and I do not exist apart from him. He has no thoughts that are not part of me, and I have none but those which are of him. Our Father, let us see the face of Christ instead of our mistakes. For we who are your holy Son are sinless. We would look upon our sinlessness, for guilt proclaims that we are not your Son, and we would not forget you longer. We are lonely here and long for heaven, where we are at home. Today we would return. Our name is yours, and we acknowledge that we are your Son. Lesson 224. God is my Father, and he loves his Son. My true identity is so secure, so lofty, sinless, glorious, and great, wholly beneficent, and free from guilt, that heaven looks to it to give it light. It lights the world as well. It is the gift my Father gave to me, the one as well I give the world. There is no gift but this that can be either given or received. This is reality, and only this. This is illusion's end. It is the truth. My name, O Father, still is known to you. I have forgotten it and do not know where I am going, who I am, or what it is I do. Remind me, Father, now, for I am weary of the world I see. Reveal what you would have me see instead. Lesson 225. God is my Father, and his Son loves him. Father, I must return your love for me, for giving and receiving are the same, and you have given all your love to me. I must return it, for I want it mine in full awareness, blazing in my mind and keeping it within its kindly light, inviolate, beloved, with fear behind and only peace ahead. How still the way your loving Son is led along to you. Brother, we find that stillness now. The way is open. Now we follow it in peace together. You have reached your hand to me, and I will never leave you. We are one, and it is but this oneness that we seek as we accomplish these few final steps which end a journey that was not begun. Lesson 226. My home awaits me. I will hasten there. If I so choose, I can depart this world entirely. It is not death which makes this possible, but it is change of mind about the purpose of the world. If I believe it has a value as I see it now, so will it still remain for me. But if I see no value in the world as I behold it, nothing that I want to keep as mine or search for as a goal, it will depart from me. For I have not sought for illusions to replace the truth. Father, my home awaits my glad return. Your arms are open, and I hear your voice. What need have I to linger in a place of vain desires and of shattered dreams, when heaven can so easily be mine? Lesson 227. This is my holy instant of release. Father, it is today that I am free, because my will is yours. I thought to make another will, yet nothing that I thought apart from you exists, and I am free because I was mistaken and did not affect my own reality at all by my illusions. Now I give them up and lay them down before the feet of truth, to be removed forever from my mind. This is my holy instant of release. Father, I know my will is one with yours. And so today we find our glad return to heaven, which we never really left. The Son of God this day lays down his dreams. The Son of God this day comes home again, released from sin and clad in holiness, with his right mind restored to him at last. Lesson 228. God has condemned me not, no more do I. My Father knows my holiness. Shall I deny his knowledge and believe in what his knowledge makes impossible? Shall I accept as true what he proclaims as false? Or shall I take his word for what I am, since he is my creator and the one who knows the true condition of his Son? Father, I was mistaken in myself because I failed to realize the source from which I came. I have not left that source to enter in a body and to die. My holiness remains a part of me as I am part of you, and my mistakes about myself are dreams. I let them go today, and I stand ready to receive your word alone for what I really am. Lesson 229. Love, which created me, is what I am. I seek my own identity and find it in these words. Love, which created me, is what I am. Now need I seek no more. Love has prevailed. So still it waited for my coming home, that I will turn away no longer from the holy face of Christ. And what I look upon attests the truth of the identity I sought to lose, but which my Father has kept safe for me. Father, my thanks to you for what I am, for keeping my identity untouched and sinless in the midst of all the thoughts of sin my foolish mind made up, and thanks to you for saving me from them. Amen. Lesson 230. Now will I seek and find the peace of God. In peace I was created, and in peace do I remain. It is not given me to change myself. How merciful is God my Father, that when he created me, he gave me peace forever. Now I ask but to be what I am. And can this be denied me, when it is forever true? Father, I seek the peace you gave as mine in my creation. What was given then must be here now, for my creation was apart from time and still remains beyond all change. The peace in which your Son was born into your mind is shining there unchanged. I am as you created me. I need but call on you to find the peace you gave. It is your will that gave it to your Son.